The launch of a phenomenon. The 60s revealed a different Spain. Still behind the rest of Europe, the Seiscientos, the Beatles, the miniskirt and bikini were the beginnings of the end of the nation's isolation. El Pipo saw the reflection of Manuel Benítez in that portrait of Spain, fighting its way out of poverty. The poor kid who risked his life to succeed. The orphan who had to steal to survive. The kid, aided only by his tenacity and sacrifice, arrived in Madrid to become a bullfighter. Spain was changing, and Manuel Benítez represented this change. El Pipo, bullfighting manager and loyal supporter of Manolete, seized the moment and used his entrepreneurial talent to design a marketing campaign that would put the bullfighter on television, which, although it had only been broadcasting since the 28th of October 1956, had already become a decisive mass phenomenon for the bullfighting festival. Manuel Benítez's style, so different from every other bullfighter so far, with his long hair and the show he put on in the arena, reached every corner of the country. I was no longer reckless. I began to see some light. I started sailing through and riding the storms in my mind. Among all the darkness, I saw a glimmer of light. And look how far I've come. On the 15th of May 1960, Manuel Benítez made his debut as a novice bullfighter in the ancient bullring of Tejares de Córdoba under the moniker El Cordobés, in a bullfight without picadors. He filled the bullring and cut two ears. A new phenomenon of the fiesta was born. The bullfight was broadcast by the Nodo, the official Spanish news service, and El Cordobés earned 80,000 pesetas, which he gave to his sister Angelita so she could buy a house, as promised so long ago when he left for Madrid. I bought my sister a house in the centre of Palma, with two courtyards, an old house, you know, with daubed walls and rising damp. A few days later, on May the 26th, he fought in Palma del Río, his hometown, as a novice bullfighter. He was already a legend in his town, and in the Charneca bar on Pío XII Avenue in Palma del Río, the first El Cordobés Club was created to support him in his bullfights. On September 27th of that very year, he filled the Pozo Blanco bullring and Barcelona on the 26th of February 1961, where a bullfighter had never before been announced on a neon sign. He engaged in charity festivals in Córdoba, Valencia and Barcelona, until on the 21st of December 1961, El Pipo introduced him to Madrid society in a festival sponsored by Carmen Polo de Franco, wife to the head of state, in aid of housing for the needy. During the 1962 season, he fought in Córdoba, Bilbao, San Sebastian, Belmuth, and over 100 novice bullfights, where he forged a name for himself and gained recognition. Everyone wanted to see the tussle-haired bullfighter that turned somersaults and threw himself on the bull without a second thought. He was in all the papers and magazines. He had become a bullfighter for the masses. By then, Manuel Benítez was no longer the young man who came to Madrid, unable to choose or make his own decisions. He was now a famous bullfighter with a future, who could take over the reins of his career. So, in September 1962, he decided it was time to end his relationship with El Pipo. El Cordobés knew he was turning over a new leaf. His final fight as a novice was on the 23rd of May 1963 at the Condomina Bullring in Murcia. Press pause.